Hey there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to another one of my podcasts. This one's going to be a little different than anything I've done previously. if you looked at the title of it, you'll notice it's called My Vacuum Cleaner Collection. Of course, my other podcasts have always been about cellular phones and Macs and that type of thing. And I actually, I'm hoping to do more of those as time permits. But the other thing, I don't think I ever mentioned it on any of my other podcasts, is I am a vacuum cleaner junkie. Always have been, ever since I can remember. And just in the last couple of years, I've kind of started a collection of vacuum cleaners. I have 22 of them. Everything from wet dry vacs to central vacuums, if those of you who know what those are. If not, I'll explain when we get to that part. And then some canister vacuums also. So I just thought I'd do a podcast to kind of talk about my vacuum cleaner collection. And, of course, I will plug in each vacuum cleaner so you can hear what it sounds like. Wouldn't be any fun if I didn't do that. on YouTube, actually, it drives me nuts. There's some YouTube videos where people talk about vacuum cleaners and they don't actually turn them on. And, of course, for a blind person, hearing what something sounds like is everything since we can't see it. So that's kind of what I'm going to do in this podcast. I'll pull out each of my vacuum cleaners, I'll tell you about it, and then we'll plug it in and turn it on so you can kind of hear what it sounds like. The order I'll do these in is my wet dry vacs first, of which I have eight of those, I believe, eight different ones. And then my central vacuum power units, which I think I've got seven. I think it's seven. And then seven canisters, I believe, is what I have. I have 22. I know that for a fact. So we'll count them as we go. Now, some of you might ask, what about uprights? Honestly, I'm not a fan of uprights or of bagless vacuums. The vacuums I have, with the exception of the wet dry vacs, which of course are bagless, but those are specialty purpose. You can use those to clean up dry material and empty it out right away, but you wouldn't want to use those as an everyday vacuum, probably. I'm not a fan of bagless vacuums, though, or uprights, and I'll explain why. The reason why I like the canisters, whether it's a central vacuum unit or a regular canister vacuum as opposed to uprights, is versatility. That's the main reason. Now, my apartment is all hardwood floors, for one thing, so I have no carpet. So uprights, although some of them you can shut off the beater bar on them, uprights just wouldn't clean that as well. Plus, when it comes to cleaning above the floor, canisters just blow uprights out of the water when it comes to that. A canister will follow along behind you, or if you use a central vacuum, you don't even have to worry about that. You have a long hose, and of course, some people may ask, well, doesn't a central vacuum use a bunch of pipes? Can you really get that to work in an apartment? And the answer is an unequivocal yes. And I'll talk about that when we get to the central vacuums. So uprights, they're not near as versatile, especially when it comes to above the floor cleaning. They're not as powerful either with attachments, I don't think. And as far as cleaning carpet, even with carpet, if you get a canister with an electric power head, you can have the spinning action of a beater bar, which you really do need. For cleaning carpets, you need a spinning brush. And you can get canister vacuums that have electric power heads. There are also canisters with turbine power heads where it's spun, the suction of the vacuum spins a turbine. I wouldn't even mess with those for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're very noisy. And number two, they're not going to clean as well because all the dirt has to go through the turbine and it's much more likely to get clogged. So if you're going to clean carpets, get a canister and get one with an electric power nozzle. But again, I have all hardwood floors, so I don't even have to worry about that. But when it comes to using attachments, a canister by far is much more powerful. I think they call those cylinders in Europe, actually, in places like that. So that's why I'm not really a fan of uprights. Now, the other thing I mentioned is I'm not a fan of bagless. I much prefer bagged vacuums, and the reason why is because when you have bagless vacuums, when you dump those out, even if you take it outside, it's going to be a huge dust plume. It's just, it's a mess. One of my central vacuum units came as bagless, and I was able to convert it to a bagged unit. And I'll talk about that again when we get to those. It's a much more hygienic way of disposing of the dirt if you have a bag. It's much more hygienic. Also, many vacuums, of course, have other filters besides just the main bag, and those filters will stay much cleaner longer if you use a bag. When it comes to bagless, those filters will get dirty very quickly, and you will still have to replace those, which costs money. Some of them, they say, are washable, but trust me, the dirt will never be fully removed. And even with a bagless one, when you dump it out, some of that dirt will still be kind of embedded in that plastic. You'll never be able to clean it completely. And over time, because of that, it's going to degrade your performance of a vacuum. Whereas with a bag, you don't even have to worry about that. Take the bag out, toss it, pop in a new one, and you're good to go. There's nothing to accumulate or nothing like that. So all of my vacuums, again, with the exception of the wet dry vacs, are bagged. And the wet dry vacs are bagless, although you can even add bags to those if you want to. If you're cleaning a lot of dry material and you don't want to have to dump it out. But I tend not to use those on an everyday basis. So that having been said, that's kind of my intro. So why don't we go ahead and take a look at the first one. I'll go ahead and do the wet dry vacs first. So in my living room closet here, I've got several of those. So let me go ahead and pull out the first one. And it is a Rigid, that's the brand, and this is a 16-gallon model. Rigid is commonly sold by the Home Depot brand. This thing is pretty big. It's got a 6-horsepower motor. Now, for those of you that have taken music theory, if you ever took anything about sound, you know that the bigger something is, the lower the pitch is going to be of it. And some of these motors are bigger and they don't spin as fast, and some are smaller and they spin faster. Now, some of the other ones, especially when you get into like on the central vacuums, you have more than one stage of a motor too. And that means just that there's more than one fan spinning. So anyway, this one is a Rigid. It's a 16-gallon. That's how much dirt or liquid it will hold. Now, I should mention also, there are 4 different hose end sizes that commonly come on wet dry vacs. The first one, the smallest, is kind of the standard one. It's 1.25 or 1 1/4 inches, also known as 32 millimeters. That's kind of the standard size, and that's what most vacuum attachments are too, is that size. So that's the standard size. And then you have another one. It's not super common, though a lot of wet dry vacs use it, but other vacuums don't. 1 7/8 inches. And I'd recommend if you have a vacuum that comes with that, you get yourself a hose that's a little more of a standard size, because you're very limited in what attachments you can use. Then there's kind of the more industrial size. It's 1.5 inches, the end of it. And then you've got the big hose. If you're cleaning up a lot of large debris, it's 2.5 inches. Now, the problem with that hose, it gives you the best airflow, and it's the largest hose, but it is very hard to work with. So I've got a 1 1/4 inch hose, and then I've got 1.5, and I've got a 2.5. Now all of those use the same end that goes into the vacuum itself, so that's interchangeable. On the vacuum itself, on these wet dry vacs, it uses unless you have a smaller vacuum from like 3 or 4 gallons, it uses a 2.5 inch. Connector on the hose. So you can use any size hose you want. So what I'm going to do for this, I'm going to plug this in, and I'm just going to connect my smaller hose, the 32 millimeter one, and that's the one that they take the standard attachments. So we'll connect that to this one so you can hear what it sounds like. So again, this is the Rigid 16-gallon we're going to start with. Plug this in, and let me go get the hose, which is also in this closet. Go ahead and fire this baby up. It's got a pretty powerful motor in it. It also has, you can put the hose in the other end and use it as a blower with the exhaust also. So, all right, I'm going to get this hose out here. Got a bunch of other attachments sitting on the bed. Remove that. I think I'll keep this hose out too for the other ones. Alright, so here we are. We've got, let me get this squeegee attachment out of the way here. Alright, here we are. So here we are. We've got this, like I say, this is it's a thinner hose, but it does take all the standard sized vacuum attachments that you're liable to find. So if you want to attach any extension wand or any floor nozzle, it'll tend to work without you having to use any adapter. So I'm going to go ahead and connect this to this vacuum, and then we'll fire it up so you can see what it sounds like. Okay. There we are. And I've got the filter I've got in this is just a dry filter for now. There are filters you can get for vacuuming liquids also, but I don't have one of those in there at the moment. So I want to make sure I put this in the vacuum port and not the blower port. I don't know which one is which. You know, it may not matter, since the sound would be pretty much the same. But, actually, I think this one, I think, is the vacuum port. So I'm going to take the end of this hose and stick it in there. Give it a little turn, friction fit. All right, let's fire this baby up. This, again, is the Rigid 16-gallon. This is kind of one of their most powerful ones. So, here we go. Not super loud. It's tolerable. I'll show you a little something. Using this smaller hose, though, it does restrict the airflow a little bit. If I take this hose out and now I turn it on, watch the difference. So the smaller hose does restrict the airflow on some of these bigger vacuums, but that gives you a good idea of what it sounds like. It's not that loud. Not super loud. Compared to some of these other ones, you can still hear yourself think. Some of these wet dry vacs are just so loud you can't even... Can't even hear yourself think. All right, so that is the Rigid 16-gallon. So I'm going to go ahead and leave this hose out since I'm going to use it for my other ones as well. I'm going to unplug this one. Okay. I'm not going to put it away quite yet. Because I'm going to pull the other ones out of this closet, and it'll be a little bit easier. So that, again, is the Rigid 16-gallon. I'm going to move this over to the side. We're going to take out the next one. The next one I'll show you is also a Rigid, but it's a little one. It's a 6-gallon vacuum, and you'll notice a big difference between the motor sound between those two. So let me grab that. Okay, then we'll get the two Rigid ones done and out of the way first here. These wands fell out. Let me put that back in the closet. And then we'll take out the Rigid 6-gallon. Okay. So I'm going to lift this one over. All right. Here we go. Okay. So here is the Rigid 6-gallon. I actually did go ahead and put the wheels on this one. I didn't bother with that with the 16-gallon. It was too much. I actually had a cart that came with it, and it was a little too much trouble to assemble, so I didn't bother with it. This is a little Rigid 6-gallon vacuum. Again, I got the dry filter in there. Make sure this thing is secure. Okay.
secured to the top part. The power head is secured to the bucket. Yeah, it is. Okay. So sometimes these smaller ones are actually a little easier to assemble than the large ones, because the large ones come with these, like I said, these carts and things like that. So again, this is a rigid 6 gallon. The motor is not as powerful in this one, and you'll definitely be able to tell by the sound. Again, it's a higher pitch. It's a smaller motor, but it spins a little bit faster. So here we go. Let me connect the hose, actually. Okay. Grab that. So again, these are commonly sold at the Home Depot. That's the brand that mainly sells the rigid ones. So I'm going to put this hose in there and give it a good little turn. Actually, this one, when you turn the hose, I just want to check, when you turn that, it does turn the spigot thing also. I'm going to make sure that's pulling you downward, which it is. Okay, good. Filter's attached. I'll go ahead and put this put the power head back on here. Okay. It's kind of interesting. For the vacuum port on this one, the hose actually connects to the tank or the bucket, and for the blower port, it does connect to the unit, the power head itself, the part that goes on top. All right, there we go. That is sealed, I think. Yeah, it looks okay. There we go. I believe that is sealed. All right, so hose is connected. Let's fire this one up, and I'll let you hear what this sounds like. Again, definitely a smaller motor. And you can tell, but it's a little higher pitch. So here we go. Smaller motor, so if I take the hose out even, I'm not sure with this smaller hose if it would make any difference or not. Let's see. So that is the rigid 6 gallon one. Okay. All right then. So now that we've done that one, let's go ahead and unplug that. And I'll set that to the side. Now let's get into the shop vac ones that I've got. I have three different shop vac ones. Now the thing about those that's kind of annoying is those are three-prong plugs instead of two. So I may have to use a different plug because there are still some two-prong plugs in this apartment. Okay, so anyway, let's move those off to the side. Okay. Now, let me get out first. This is a shop vac. Again, this is a 16-gallon one. I got this at Lowe's. And it's a little bit louder, though, than that rigid 16-gallon one. Again, it's got a bigger motor, you can tell. Move these rigid ones over to the side here. Okay, so I'm just kind of taking these in order of how they are in the closet. So, here is the shop vac 16-galloner, and it's got a pretty powerful motor on it. Now this has a three-prong plug, so what I'm going to need to do is plug this into a three-prong outlet, or I could use a two-prong adapter, but I don't have one right with me, so I'm going to plug this in down the hall, and it should reach, and it does. So, there we are. All right. Now, again, this is a bigger motor, so if I do plug in the smaller hose, it is going to restrict the airflow somewhat, although it wouldn't probably affect cleaning. Here's what it sounds like. These are a little bit louder, but here's what it sounds like with no hose connected. Here you go. And that thing is blowing out of the blower port so hard. Wow. You can plug a hose in there, too, and use that as quite a powerful blower. But let me go ahead and connect this hose. Okay, so we'll stick that in here, like that. Okay, there we are. All right, now let's fire it up. That is the 16-gallon ShopVac. Oh, it's made by ShopVac. That's the brand. Okay, let me get this hose out of here. The hose doesn't want to come out. Come on. There we go. Got it. It's a tight fit in there. Okay, so that is the ShopVac 16-gallon. All right, let me unplug that. And then we will look at another ShopVac, which I also bought from Lowe's. It's a 6-gallon model. And it's actually slightly louder than what the 6-gallon was. So let me move that to the side, and I'll put all these back in the closet once we're done with this closet. We've got one more in the living room closet. Okay, so we'll take that out. It gets a little smaller, the 6-gallon ShopVac is. And here it comes. Got nice wheels, rolls out real easy. Again, I didn't attach the wheels to the 16-gallon ShopVac. It was too difficult. Those, I don't know why they make them so much more difficult. You got to use like tools and mallets and stuff to get the wheels in on those. Whereas the smaller ones, you just put the caster on and it just goes right in. It's really easy. It takes about 5 minutes. I don't know why they don't make the bigger ones that simple as well, but they don't. Okay. This one doesn't have as long of a cord. So what I'm going to need to do is plug this in the same place. Again, it insists on having a 3-prong plug. So I'm going to take it down here. And plug it right in here. Here we go. Okay. So let me, the recorder should still be able to pick that up pretty well. So I'll let you hear it with no hose connected first. Here we go. Now that is a loud one. That's just flat out annoying. It's a good thing I don't have that as close to the recorder. Okay. Let me grab the hose. Okay, here we go. And plug that into this one. This, again, is a 6-gallon made by ShopVac, but it is just, it's loud. I would hate to have to use this for a long time. It's just, it's hard to hear yourself think. But anyway, all right, hose is connected. Let's fire it up with the hose. Here we go. Yeah, enough of that one. That one's pretty annoying as far as the loudness of it goes. All right, well, that's all the wet dry vacs that are in my living room closet. What I'm going to do is I will go ahead and pause this recording while I put these away back in the closet, because that'll take a little extra time. And then we'll move on to my other my other four wet dry vacs that I keep in my second bedroom closet. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this. And I'm going to put these away. The first one's already back in place. Well, maybe I can get them back in actually pretty quickly. Let's see. So there's that one. That's back in place. So let me grab, I'm going to try to put them back in the order. I took them out. Here's the wet dry vac 16 gallon. So I'm going to put that away next. And back in the closet. It's kind of interesting how these different bathrooms have slightly different sounds to it, at least I find that sort of interesting. Alright, I will go ahead and pause this so you don't have to skip forward through that because it's not that exciting. And we'll pick it back up after I get these put back in the closet. Alright, we are back on the recording here. And so these are the wet dry vacs that I have in my second bedroom closet. I use that kind of as my computer room. And I've got four more in there. So we'll look at the last one by shop vac I've got, and then we'll look at the other ones. So this one is a... I've had this one actually for several years. I think I bought it like in 2001, something like that. It's a 10-gallon. It's a shop vac, a 10-gallon. And again, it's one of the louder ones. So let me grab the hose here. And we'll connect that. I could never get the wheels to stay on this one either, but the casters kept falling off for some reason. So finally, I just got tired of it and just took them off completely. A little hard to move around that way, but it works. You just pick it up and move it. It's not heavy, unless you're vacuuming up a bunch of liquid. This one actually came in handy a couple of years ago when my mom's sump pump went out. The pump was filling up. It was raining a lot, and it wouldn't pump out. So I was able to bring that over, and we just put that hose down in there and sucked all that water out of there. It took like three or four tankfuls with this one. It's a 10-gallon. But the other cool thing, too, I should say about the 16-gallon ones, it's kind of nice. It's got a drain cap on the bottom. So if you're vacuuming up a bunch of liquid, you can just turn that cap and let all the water out without having to tip the bucket. So that's a nice thing. Okay, so anyway, here's what this one sounds like. This is the only one I've got that does not have a this one does not have a blower port. So it's only got a vacuum port on it. So go ahead and put in the hose. And it's kind of interesting too. For anybody that wonders how these things work and how, if you ever use one, you vacuum up liquid when the thing stops and the suction cuts off when it's full, how that works, I'll explain it to you. They have a, there's like a float valve. It's kind of like this little plastic thing. It looks like kind of a plastic cup. Some of them are metal. And it's on the power head on the bottom of it. And it floats on water. And as the liquid goes up in the tank, that little float thing goes up with it until eventually it seats itself against the seal of the motor. And then it stops the suction. And then you turn it off and you empty it out. But the thing is, if you tip one of these over accidentally, it'll also cause that float thing to rise to the top, and it'll cut off the suction. And then once you set it upright again, you gotta turn it off for a second for that float to drop to the bottom. And I'll actually do that, and you can hear probably the float thing. Let me bring the recorder over closer, and you can hear it probably when it drops back to the bottom because there's no liquid, of course, in this. But all right, so here is the shop vac 10-gallon one, and I'll deliberately tip the thing too, so you can hear. When the float thing seals itself against the motor, and then turn it off, and it'll go back down. So here we go. All right, now I'll tip it. Here we go. Listen real close. Did you hear that little thing? The little thing dropped there. That's the float thing going back down. Now, of course, if it's full of water, that won't happen because it'll stay up the top until you
empty it. But that's what keeps them. That's what keeps those vacuums from overflowing. You got that valve in there, and it when the tank gets full, it seats itself up and against the motor thing. When I first got these, I actually did a little test to see how many sinkfuls of water they could suck up. And the bigger ones, like the 16 gallons, did like 4 or 5, I think, before they got totally full. But boy, those are heavy to move then. Wow. Okay. So anyway, that's the shop vac 10 gallon one, and that's all three of the ones I've got by the shop vac brand. So let me unplug this one. And the rest of them, fortunately, are all two-prong, which makes it a little bit easier, because like I say, some outlets still are two-prong. Okay. So there's that. All right. Let me show you my Craftsman ones next. Let me grab the recorder here, because again, these are in the other room. So I'm going to grab my recorder and bring it in the other room and set it on top of something else here. I'm using my Bookport Plus to record this. Okay, so what we've got, what I'll show you first, this is the Craftsman 16 gallon. That's what this one will be. This one actually, even though it was big, it was pretty easy to put the wheels on it, so I did go ahead and do that. I bought this one actually on my birthday a year ago. Not my last birthday, but last August, my previous one in 2014. Went out to Sears, because that's what sells Craftsman stuff, and I got it and brought it home and put it together and probably turned it on about 11:30 at night, so I don't know if any of my neighbors heard it. but again, it's a good one. It's got a pretty big motor, so it'll move a lot of air if you put a big hose on it, but and I'll show you the difference with the smaller hose. Okay, so let's see, find a good place to plug this in. Actually, we'll plug it in out here. Do it that way. Okay. Well, God forbid, if my place ever floods, I'll definitely be prepared, that's for sure. But hopefully that'll never happen. Okay. So let's get this plug in here, unless I have it going the wrong way. There we go. All right. So we got that connected. And let me grab a hose. Okay. So this one's pretty loud too, actually. Once we do this one, the last two will be a little bit quieter. So this one does sound a little different too, depending on, well, if you put a larger hose into it, it'll sound pretty much the same as it does without it. But here's what it sounds like with no hose. A lot of air flow there. Now again, this is a narrower hose. It's a 32 millimeter. So when you plug one of those in, it will restrict it somewhat. But all right, so I'm going to go ahead and connect the hose to this one, assuming I can find the port. Let's see, where is it? Well, here we go. It's actually on the same side. Sometimes they're on the same side, and sometimes it's on the other side, but this one is same side actually of the unit. Okay, so I'm gonna put this in here like that. All right, now let's fire it up. You can see what it sounds like with the hose attached. Here we go. Horsepower, although that's not a totally accurate way to rate these, but it's a pretty big motor, so it can move a lot of air. All right, so
So I'm going to go ahead and unplug this one. And now, the next one I want to show you is the Craftsman 5-gallon. It's a little bit smaller, but it's not that loud, though. It's actually, you can actually hear yourself think with the last two that I've got. Okay. All right, then. So, let me bring this cord up a little bit. There we go. All right. So, let me pull out the Craftsman 5-gallon. And it's definitely smaller, of course, but it's still a really nice little vacuum. It really is. If I had to use one, probably one of these, and to vacuum up something really quick, this might be the one I would go for first. It's pretty quiet, and it still packs a bit of a punch. I actually did use this one earlier this year to clean up. I got a light bulb and part of it chipped off, and I had to clean up the broken glass. And this is the one I turned to because I didn't want to use one of my bag vacuums. I didn't want that glass staying in the bag. So in that case, a bagless one did kind of come in handy. Okay, so this will be the Craftsman 5-gallon. I actually bought this one off of eBay. But again, since it's a Craftsman, it would be available at Sears or even Kmart, I think, since here in the United States, because Sears owns Kmart now, of course. All right, this one doesn't really sound a whole lot different whether you've got the hose on or not, so I'll just go ahead and connect the hose for you. And again, this one has a blower port also, so you can put the hose in the exhaust port and use it as a blower. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun on these. If you put the hose in the blower port and then let go of it, the pressure is enough that it'll actually kind of start swinging the hose around a little bit. Okay, so let's put the hose in on this one. And here we go, like this. There we go. Now, I should mention, too, with these wet dry vac hoses, there are some that just go in by friction fit and some that screw in. The friction fit ones will fit any wet dry vac, even the ones that where the hose screws in. But the screw-in ones will only fit certain ones if they're designed to take it. So if you want to be universal and you want to get a different hose for a wet-dry vac, get a friction-fit one. It'll fit pretty much all of them. All right, hose is in. Let's fire it up. Here we go. This is the Craftsman 5-gallon. See, not as loud. I like the sound of this one, actually. It sounds very vacuum-ish. Very typical. All right. Yeah, I don't think it's going to sound too much different if I take the hose out. Let's see. Here. Not really, but I'll tell you something that's funny. When I turned it on, the thing kind of slid. The vacuum kind of rolled a little bit. The air going through it actually propelled it a little bit. That's kind of funny. Okay, so that's the Craftsman 5-gallon. That's one of my favorite wet dry vacs. I really like it. It's a nice, really nice little vac. All right. So my very last wet dry vac is a VacMaster. And they make good variety, too, from small ones to large ones. I bought this off of Amazon, the VacMaster one. And again, it sounds a little bit like the rigid 6-gallon one. It sounds a lot like that. So it's got the smaller motor, but I think it spins a little bit faster. Let me bring this one back in here. And let me see if I can put this back in the closet, actually, at this point. I might be able to. I got a bunch of canister ones in there, too, which we'll get to in a minute. But I want to see if I can slip this back in. I think I can. Yep. Yeah, I can. Okay. And let me pull out the VacMaster. All right. So this one is another 5-gallon. And again, I do have the wheels on it. I was able to get those on pretty easily this time. All right. Okay. So again, this one you'll be able to tell it's got a smaller motor, but it's got a bit of a higher pitch to it. But it's pretty powerful. Again, it's a very nice little vacuum. 5 gallons. For vacuuming a lot of liquid, you'd have to enter empty a lot more frequently, but it definitely will hold its own as far as power goes. So, go ahead and plug this one in here. There we go. Okay. And again, I don't think this one's going to sound a whole lot different with or without the hose, because it's not a super huge one. So I'll just go ahead and plug in or connect the hose here. Put the hose back over here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so here we go. Put the hose into the port like that. And like I said, you'll be able to tell this is a smaller motor, but it definitely spins faster. Here we go. That one actually kind of sounds like the Dysons a little bit. It's got that kind of higher whine to it, and it sounds like the Dyson, which, by the way, I'm not a fan of Dysons. I'll just state that right up front, because they're bagless, for one thing, and they just seem to have a lot of quality issues, from what I've heard. Okay, so that is all 8 of my wet-dry vacs. Let me pause this while I put these back in the closet. And then we will talk about central vacuums. This is going to be fun. The central vacuums are awesome. So we'll talk about those in just a minute. Let me put these away, and I'll come right back. Okay, we are back on the recording here, and the wet-dry vacs are back in the closet. Okay, so central vacuums. Now, for those that don't know what those are, let me kind of explain first kind of their primary design, and then I'll talk about how you can get them to work in an apartment without using any pipes. A central vacuum basically is designed to work in a house or large building where you have the power unit in one place, and that has your motor, and it's basically like a big canister. And then you normally have piping throughout the house, and you have inlets in the in the walls that you attach the hose to. And the hose is normally, they come from 30 to 50 feet hoses, the length. And then you clean that way without dragging an actual vacuum unit around with you. Now, there are several advantages to this. One is it's a lot quieter, usually, because the actual motor is in one place, and you can clean around that area, but then you clean the rest of the house, and you don't hear a lot of the motor sound. And I'll show you that. The other advantage is they're a lot more powerful than regular canisters or uprights or anything like that, because they're stationary. They're not being moved around. So since they're not really portable, the motors are larger, they're more powerful, and you get much better cleaning performance, much more suction. Now, this is probably a good time to talk about the two things that make up a vacuum specification as far as how powerful they are. You have the airflow, which is measured in cubic feet per minute, and then you have the water lift, which is actually measured, that's the amount of suction or the amount of pull. Now, as you increase one, you decrease the other. So, of course, to make a good vacuum, you have to balance it out and have a decent amount of both. A good example of this is like a fan. A room fan, if you're warm and you turn on a fan and try to cool off, that has a lot of airflow because it's a very, very large area. It's moving a lot of air, but not a whole lot of water lift because, again, it's a large area. So, again, to have a good vacuum cleaner, you got to have a decent amount of both. That's kind of what you need. So, but you'll find that the airflow and the water lift of central vacuum units is much higher because the motors are larger
And so, yeah, that's in a nutshell how the central vacuums work. So in an apartment like what I've got, I didn't really want to deal with piping, of course, because I don't own the place. I'm renting. So what you can do, though, is you can take an inlet, a valve or an inlet, whatever the case might be, and you can attach them directly to the central vacuum power units. And there's a couple of units that I've got, which I'll point out when we get to them, that actually already have a valve built in. So all you got to do is connect a central vacuum hose, which the sizes are all standard for these. The end that goes into the power unit itself, or the inlets, as it were. And then the other end, again, is 32 millimeter, and that's the standard size for attachments. So the way it usually works, when you connect the hose to an inlet, there are two little contacts in there, and the hose connects those, and that's what turns on the central vacuum. Now, most of the units also have a override switch where you can just flip on the unit manually, and most of mine do. There's only one that doesn't, where I had to actually connect wires from the inlet to the unit itself. I don't know why they didn't put a manual override switch on that unit, but they chose not to. I think that was a bad idea. But anyway, that is what it is. So anyway, I also have several central vacuum units, and actually one in each room of the apartment. Actually, I have two in the dining room. So I'll point these out to you as we go through them. Let me grab my central vacuum hose. And this is a 40-foot hose that I've got, and I can clean my whole apartment with that. And this is really good, especially for getting up above things, like the windowsills and ceilings and stuff, because, again, you don't have the canister or nothing like that. It's awesome. So I'm going to unravel this hose here. I keep it behind the couch. I'm going to set the recorder down here. And we'll just take that hose from room to room, and I'll show you each of the power units that I've got. I like them all, but I do like some better than others. Or even some that use 220 volts instead of 120 here in the United States, where I am, that are super powerful. Unfortunately, I don't have a 220 outlet, so I can't get any of those. And I've actually got pretty much everything my apartment can handle. I'm running out of space. All right, so this first one I'm going to show you is in the kitchen. It's made by a Beam. It's a Beam central vacuum unit. And Beam is actually owned by Electrolux, which is a Swedish company. At least, well, the Electrolux now is. At one point, there were two companies actually using that name, and I'll get to that a little bit later with one of the canisters that I've got. But in any case, this one is made by a Beam, which, again, is owned by Electrolux, and it came originally as a bagless unit. It was the dirt actually went into a bucket, and there was a filter inside there that actually filtered the air, and then when you turned it off, when you turned it on, the filter was pulled up into the unit, and it filtered the air, and then when you turned it off, the filter went back down, and it would shed the debris into the bucket. Well, emptying that out was a mess, and the dirt, despite what they say about the filters cleaning themselves, they don't. Not very well. There was still a lot of dirt that clung to that filter. Well, fortunately, there is an adapter you can get, which I got, that basically converts that unit into a bag unit. Basically, on whatever, you can use the inlet on either side, depending on which one you want to connect the piping to, or in this case, just a utility inlet valve. You attach that adapter, and then the bag goes on the inside there, and then you take out that self-cleaning filter. And then no dirt goes into the bucket. All the dirt goes into the bag. So that's how that works. So what we're going to do, let's go ahead and take this into the kitchen. And go ahead and connect this hose to the inlet. Fire it up. This one actually has, I got a muffler on it to reduce the sound. You put a muffler on the exhaust, and it decreases the sound, because this one is fairly loud. With a muffler, it's not as bad, but and it has a slow start, too, to the motor, so when it fires up, this one is rated for, I believe, a house up to 6,000 square feet, this particular power unit.
So, it has a, I think it's, what is it, 125 cubic feet per minute of airflow and 138 or 139 of water lift. So it's pretty powerful. So I'm going to open the utility valve, or the inlet on the side, and push that hose all the way in. There we go. All right, now this one has a button on it, because I don't have a wire connected to it. It has a button to manually start the unit, you know, to overwrite whether you've got something connected or not. So I'm going to press that. The thing will fire up, and then we'll walk away, and I'll grab the end of the hose, and I'll show you in the other room how all you hear is just the air going through it. It's really cool. So here we go. Okay. So now we can walk away, and there's the end of it. Let me grab that. Okay, so that's in the kitchen. Now let me walk into the bedroom. And as you can see, all you can really hear is the air. But it definitely holds its own if I put my hand over it. Oh, yeah. Yep, you could attach, I got some floor attachments. I could attach a wand to it and, you know, clean the floors. But as you can see, when you're far away from the unit, all you hear is the airflow. It's really nice. Okay, so that's the beam unit. Let's go shut that off, and we'll go on to the next one. So I'm going to grab the hose here. Actually, you know what? I think I might do is leave the end of the hose where you clean with in this bedroom right here. And that way I can kind of maybe compare some of the airflow a little bit. There's probably not going to be a whole lot of difference, but I'm just going to leave that in here for now because it's not the part that we got to move. Okay, and that's a 40-foot central vacuum hose, by the way. That's what that is. Okay, so I'm going to go back in the kitchen and shut that off, and I'm going to pull the hose out, and I'll show you the next one. All right, so there we are. I'm going to set this recorder down here for a moment and take out the hose. Okay. There we go. All right, so the next one, let's go into the dining room, and I'll show you that one. This one is the MD. It's made by MD Manufacturing, which I think stands for Modern Day. Now, this one actually has a utility valve built into it. I didn't have to attach it. And the bag, actually, it's an open bag on the top, so when you lift the lid, there's the bag, and you just take it out, and you replace it, whereas the other ones are kind of more of a closed bag that goes over like a kind of a lip, and there with this one it sits inside, so you get a little bit more airflow. But this one actually has a utility valve on it as well. I'm gonna go ahead and set this recorder on the windowsill. So MD Manufacturing, I think it stands for Modern Day. I'm pretty sure is what that stands for. This is the Flowmaster M85 is the name of this one. Okay, and go ahead and connect this to the utility valve here. Now this one actually uses what they call a flow-through motor, which means it's cooled by the air flowing through it. So if you cut off the suction, it does have a valve, an emergency valve, that'll open up to a little bit of air in there to cool the motor. But anyway, here we go. Hose is in. So let's fire it up. And again, we can walk back to the other room. In the bedroom where the hose is, for the end of it is. And you can hear that air going through there. Now, of course, if this was in a house and you had like the central vacuum unit in the basement or something like that, you wouldn't even hear that at all, probably. But if I put my hand over it on this one, you may or may not be able to hear that hiss in the other, and that's that emergency valve opening up. So, yep. All right, so
there's that one. That again is the MD Manufacturing Flowmaster M85. What's the name of that one? All right, we'll go shut that off and we'll go to the next one. All right, we'll take out the hose. Now the next one, it's over on the other wall in the dining room. This one is made by Aspria. It's Aspria. It's a company out of Texas, and this one is called the Flowmentum, actually. They make a couple of different ones. They have a bagged unit, which is the one I've got, because again, I prefer bagged ones. They do make a couple of bagless ones, and they also make what's called a hybrid unit, which is kind of interesting. You can choose to have it be either bagless or bagged. You can put a bag in, or you can have it bagless and have the dirt go into the bucket. You can do either one, but I've got the bagged one, since I would never want to use it bagless. All right, so this one uses an Amatec. That's the company that makes the motor, a 6.6-inch two-stage motor. Remember, I was talking about stages before. So it's got two 6.6-inch fans inside of this one. It's rated, I believe, also for like a 7,000 or 8,000 square foot house. So it's got plenty of power to clean an apartment. And again, I have a muffler on this one too, because it's pretty loud that much. So I'm going to put the hose in the valve and the utility inlet here, which I got attached directly to the intake on it instead of the pipe. I'm just attached that valve. Okay, let's fire it up. So this again is the Aspria Flowmentum bagged power unit with an Amatec 6.6-inch two-stage motor. Here we go. All right. And we'll go in the other room again and we'll check the airflow. All right. So again, this is in the dining room on the other side of my table from the Flowmaster M85. So here's the end of the hose. Oh yeah. Feel that suction. It's good. Very powerful. I mean, because again too, since you're connecting this directly to the unit, rather than going through piping, you get the full power of these units, with no pipe to slow the air down or anything like that. So they're super powerful. I mean, it's great. All right, there we go. We'll go ahead and set this down and go shut this one off. And we'll move on to the next one. All right. Shut this off. All right. So that again is the Aspria Flowmentum bagged power unit. All right. So those are the two in the dining room. Let's go to the living room. And in the living room, we've got one. This one is made by a company in Quebec, Canada. They make two different brands, DrainVac and PerVac, actually, are the two brands. The reason why they're called DrainVac, they actually make some units. Now, I don't have one that does this, but where literally it's connected to the plumbing, and as you vacuum, the dirt goes into a tank that fills with water. And then when it's full, it just automatically shuts off for about 15 to 20 seconds and dumps and drains all of it out of the down the drain. So you never have to change a bag or anything. It just dumps it all down the drain.
Volume 21.
Okay. Wanted to make sure I was still recording there, even though I changed the volume. Okay, so I'm going to set this right here, I think. Let's see if it'll fit. Yeah, but I'm afraid it'll fall. I'll just set it on the couch here. Okay, for now. All right, so again, this is the Pervac Barracuda is the name of this one. It uses a Dommel motor. Dommel's a European company. Has like 150 of water lift, and I think like 140 something of airflow. It's powerful, but it's very quiet. You'd be pleasantly surprised on this. So I'm going to put the hose in the utility valve like that. All right, and let's fire it up. You're going to be amazed at how quiet this one is. It's very quiet indeed. All right, here we go. That's it. That's all the more louder it is. It's very quiet. Let's go in the other room and we'll check the airflow here on it. Now this one is a hybrid. It's bagged or bagless. Of course, I got a bag in it. I don't like to use anything bagless, but if you want to use it bagless, all you do is remove the bag, and it's got a filter in there, and the dirt will go into the bucket. But again, I've got a bag. It came with a bag, and I stuck with it. So, well, listen to that air flow through that hose on this one. Let's grab the end of it here. All right, let's have a look. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah, that thing's got a lot of power to it. Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay. So that, again, is the Pervac Barracuda. All right. Go back in, and we'll shut that one off. And we'll move on to the bedrooms, where I have units in there, too. But that one, this one is probably one of the quietest central vacuums I've got. All right. So we'll shut that off. Hard to believe that thing's that quiet for all that power that it's got. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so we're going to take the hose out. Okay. Now, in both of my bedrooms, I have vacuums, central vacuums made by Vacumade is the brand. They're actually made by a company called named Lindsay Manufacturing out of Oklahoma. Now, this one... In my main bedroom, which is where I had the other end of the hose, too. I'm going to set this recorder down here. This is the one I mentioned to you that does not have a... there's no manual switch on it. So the only way to get it to work, I had to wire up the valve. It uses kind of like speaker wire. It's two wires. You know, you just strip the wire and you put them into the terminals. But so this one, it starts up when you put the hose into the valve, and it shuts off when you take it out on this one. I really don't know why they didn't add a manual switch to it, but they didn't. So that is what it is. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and... This one is really powerful. It uses a Amatec 8.4-inch motor, which is probably one of the biggest ones you can get to run on 120 volts. It's 8.4-inch... two-stage fan. It's got 713 air watts, which again, air watts is kind of a combination of water lift and airflow. It's I think it's like 148 water lift. I forgot what the airflow, but it's powerful. This thing will clean probably at least a 12 to 15,000 square foot house. That's how powerful it is. All right, so here we go. I'm going to open up the valve and stick in the hose, and that will fire it up. Here we go. Pull the hose out on this one, it just that's what turns it off. And the way these work is you have actually the bag on the top, or it's a closed bag though, so you lift the lid
and you just got the bag on a little spout thing, like a cardboard bag, and it just goes over the spout, and it just sits in there like that. And that's how the dirt goes in there. When it's full, you just take it out, and you change it. So, yep, that's how that works. Put the lid back on here. There we go. Okay. So, and these things, too, if you've ever seen a central vacuum unit, a lot of them, they look like big, round trash cans in some ways. They look like big cans. And then they put the motor inside. That's how they make them. So, okay. So that's that one. That's the Vacuumade SR800. That is the most powerful bagged unit that they make. Now, if we go into the other bedroom, which we'll do, I've got another Vacuumade unit. Now, this one, it has a central vacuum motor, but it was never really designed to have piping connected to it. This one is called the Vacuumade Garage Vac Pro. And what it is, it uses an Amatec dual-stage 5.7-inch motor. It's very powerful. It has like 138 water lift and I think 137 cubic feet per minute of airflow. But again, it wasn't designed really to have pipes connected to it. It just has a hose inlet on the front of it. And you simply, it's bagged. It's a bagged unit. This would be one if you want to get something for your apartment, but you don't want to deal with having to put the utility valve on the intake or anything like that, this would be one I would highly suggest to you. It comes, if you go to Vacuumade, VacuMaid.com, the Garage Vac Pro, it comes with a hose. You can get a 30 or 50 foot hose, and it comes with all the attachments, but it'll take any central vacuum hose you want to use with it. And again, it wasn't designed to have piping added to it. It's just got the hose inlet on the front. You just connect it. You can mount it on the wall, or you can just stand it on the floor like I did. I didn't mount any of mine on the wall because I didn't want to put any holes. Because, again, it's a renting. But this one is definitely a powerhouse. This same motor is used in some of the other central vacuums that can use piping. But it's smaller than the SR800. It's got, again, you lift the lid, and it's just got the bag that goes on there. And when it's full, you just take it out and pop a new one in there. So I'm going to go ahead and connect this one. And the valves are built in on the front. You just plug that in, stick the hose in there, turn it a bit, good friction fit. And again, this is, here we go. This is the Vacuumade Garage Vac Pro with the Amatec 5.7-inch dual two-stage motor. Here we go. All right. Go in the other room here and check out the airflow. This is a really nice one, though. I really like this one. It's very easy to set up, and I just this one that I just fired up is one of my favorites. So, check the air here. Oh yeah. Very nice. I think this one costs like $300 US. And that includes the hose and everything else. Now, I'm not using the hose that came with it. I'm using a different one, but you can't beat it for the price. It just, the power on it's amazing. All right, so there's that one. I'll go and shut that off. And I have one more, then, that I don't actually have installed. I'll have to get it out of the closet. It's a little more of a portable one. All right. Go ahead and shut this off. Pretty quiet still, though. That one's not super loud at all. All right. Now, the last one that I've got, it's called the, for central vacuums anyway, is the Intervac H120. It's not metal like these other ones are. Well, the Pervac Barracuda is actually plastic. But it doesn't really stand up. It looks more like a canister, but it's designed to be a very portable central vacuum. And it's designed for those who maybe want portability and are willing to sacrifice a little bit of power to get it. It's not as... it isn't quite as powerful as some of the other ones, but it should still get the job done without question. So I have that up in the closet over here. So I'm going to have to reach up to get that out, which I will do now. So you can hear what that one will sound like. Make sure there's nothing in the way here. Okay. Here we go. I want to make sure nothing else topples out with it. I got a lot of vacuum attachments and things up there. Just double check this. Okay, that should be pretty good. Let's get the plug in. Okay. Let's see. Looks like there is something else sitting on that cord. What is it? Double check that. There we go. Okay, we got it. So again, this is the Intervac H120. Again, this is one that doesn't really... It's not really designed to have pipes. It's just got the hose inlet on the front. And you simply put the hose into it. Now, there are a couple of different types of hoses that you can get for these central vacuums. There's a straight suction hose, which is the one I'm using right now. There is also electric hoses. If you want to use a power head, an electric power head with these, you can. And the way that works is you simply... you put the power unit on one outlet, and then you have like a 7 or 8 foot long cord that comes out of the hose, and you plug that into another outlet, and that'll run your power head if you need to clean carpets, which again, I don't. Since I don't have any carpets, so I don't need that. I do have one, though. I do have an electric hose also, and what I use that for is for cleaning upholstery. I do have a little mini electric power head for cleaning upholstery and things like that, so I do have another electric hose as well, but... currently using just the air-only hose for this. That's already turned on. Let me turn off the power. That should not be on yet. There we go. All right, now we'll plug this in. There we go. All right, so I'm just going to grab the end of this hose in 40 foot, stick it into the front. It's got a utility valve around the front of it, and we'll fire up this one, the Intervac H120. All right, hose is in. Here we go. The Intervac H120. Okay. Now we'll go in and check the air level. I just plugged this in the hall. There was an outlet there. Cord's a few feet long because most of your length and for reach will come from your hose. So, all right, here we go. Let's see here. So, definitely not as much pull to it. I mean, it would certainly get the job done, but you not quite as much of a pull. There's definitely not quite as much power to it as some of the other ones. I think it's got like 100 water lift, I think, and I don't know how much airflow, but. It would suffice for most purposes, but certainly not as powerful as some of the other ones. And alrighty, so that's that. We'll go ahead and shut that off here. Set this open up. Okay. Grab the recorder actually here too. Okay. So there you go. That's all of the central vacuum units I've got. I believe that was 7. Was that 7? Let me see. We've got the Beam in the kitchen, the Flowmaster M85 and the Flowmentum in the dining room. We've got the Pervac Barracuda in the living room. We got the SR800
And the Garage Rack Pro and the InterVac 800. Yep, that's seven. All right, so that's seven central vacuum units. Okay. All right, I'm going to pause this, and I'm going to put the InterVac H120 back in the closet, and I'm going to put this central vacuum hose away because it's 40 foot, so I got to stow it kind of behind the couch. And then we'll finish up. I'll show you my my canisters, my collection of bagged canister units. So this should be fun, too. Looking forward to that. All right. I'll be right back. All right. We're back on the recording here. So I'll go ahead and show you my collection of bagged canisters. Now, some of these actually did come with electric power heads, even though I don't really use it. Some of them can take a power head. I just don't have one for it. They do have an electric hose, though. Now, most of the time when you think of, you know, mainstream vacuums, you think of like Hoover or Bissell or Eureka, that type of thing, and that's common, but that stuff actually really isn't very good. Not really. There's much better stuff out there, and I'll tell you, some of the best vacuums actually come from Germany. Two brands in particular, Miele, which is M-I-E-L-E, and Sebo, S-E-B-O. They have some of the best vacuums, and there's some other ones too. So the first one I'm going to show you is the Sebo Airbelt D1. Now, this is a Sebo makes two canister series, the D series and the K series. The D series is the full sized, and then the K series is kind of a little more compact size. And they make suction only units, which is what I have here, the D1. And they also make canister models that have electric hoses that will use a power head. Let's see. I think the K2 is the suction-only one in the K-series, and the K3 will take a power head. In the D-series, the D1 is straight suction, which is what I have. And then the D4 has an electric hose, and it will use a power head. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this out. Yeah, let me set my recorder down here. Okay, this thing is nice. It is a very, very nice nice canister vacuum. It's got a 40-foot cord on it. And the only really pet peeve I've had about it is the end of it that you clean with, actually, it's a bit non-standard, and I had to find an adapter for it that would allow it to use the regular attachments that are used by other vacuums. It's the only thing really that I don't really like about this one, but it does use a gas pump style grip, which means, for those of you who've ever seen a gas pump hose, it's got a handle on the top, and that's what this has. And it's pretty quiet. I mean, compared to a lot of other vacuums that you're used to, you know, you're used to a lot of the noise and things like that. It's actually very, very quiet, as I'll show you here in just a second. All right, I'm going to go ahead and wheel this out probably to the living room. Go ahead and do this there. This isn't the quietest canister I've got, but it comes close. Okay, so let's go ahead and take this out, and let's see if I can carry the hose and the vacuum and the recorder all at once. Yes, I can. I could, I guess, attach the hose and the vacuum would just follow me. It's got wheels, but, all right. This thing actually uses hospital-grade filtration, so it's got very good filtration. It's got a bag, of course, and then it's got a filter, it's got the, kind of the motor filter or a dust compartment filter, and then it's got the exhaust filter in it also. So very, very good filtration on this one. It has a speed adjustment on the top. It's got a knob. You can adjust the speed. If you want to turn down the suction, you can do that. Okay, so, well, let's go ahead and pull the cord out, and let's fire this up. Again, this is the Sebo Airbelt D1. It's made in Germany. And it is a very, very nice unit. German engineering at its finest, I would say. So let me first connect the hose. The hose goes right in the top.
And the attachments are stored on the unit too, as far as the dusting brush and the upholstery tool and that type of thing. So I'm just gonna put that in there like that. There we go. All right, and we'll go ahead and pull the cord out here. Okay. And where is the cord? Here it is. Probably need to pull this out all the way for this, for our purposes, but it does have a 40-foot cord on it, though. So it will definitely give you some mobility, no doubt about that. That should be plenty. All right. So go ahead and plug this in. And we'll fire it up. And I'll show you what this sounds like. Okay. And it's got a little, well, if you had some vision, you'd see this. It's got a little ring around the knob on the top, too, when you turn it on that shows how fast or how high the suction is. So here we go. This is the SIBO Airbelt D1. I'll start it up on high speed, and then I'll show you what it sounds like when we turn down the suction. So here we go. Again, it's pretty quiet. So that's how loud it is. Got good suction to it. Sounds kind of like one of those loud or big hair dryers, kind of thing. So again, we can turn down the suction. So that's the lowest it goes. It's just got a knob on the top, kind of like a light dimmer. And we can turn it back up again. And the exhaust on this one actually comes out the sides, not the top. It comes out all around the sides of it. So I'll go ahead and turn it back up again. Now we're back up to full blast. All right. So there we are. It's got really good suction to it. We're pretty quiet. All right, we'll go ahead and turn that off. And you just push the knob on the top. It's kind of like a light dimmer. And that's what stops it. So, again, that's the SIBO Airbelt D1. The D4 probably sounds similar to that, except that one does have an electric hose and it'll take a power head if you need to clean carpets, which I don't need to do since I have all hardwood floors, which is why I got this one. If you want to look at their vacuums, you can go to SIBO.us, SEBO.us, at least in the United States. For other countries, if you Google it, you'll probably find them. But you can order directly from their website. Their stuff, and they do have some uprights too, but again, I'm a diehard canister fan, just because it's far more versatile. All right, so we unplug that, and then to wind the cord up, there's a button on the top. We just press that, and the cord will wind up back into the unit. You want to hold it though. Usually, you don't want to let that cord fling around. The prongs can definitely get you. So you press the button, and just hold it so it doesn't whip in there too fast, and there we go, all done. All right, let's go ahead and put this one back in the closet, and it does a really good job of standing up too, which is nice. The hose, got that. All right, and I'm going to go ahead and pause this again while I put it away, that way, because I'll have to fit it into the closet, and it'll save time that way, so I'll pause it. And I'll come right back when we're ready for the next one. Okay, so we're back on the recording here. And let's go ahead and do the German ones. Why don't we do those right in a row? So that first one I showed you was the SIBO Airbelt D1. Now then, the next one I'll show you is... Let me set this recorder down so I can get this out. The Miele C1 Olympus. Now, for the canister models, Miele makes three different series. They've got the C1s, which are kind of the classic. They don't really have any bells and whistles per se. They're just kind of more your basic type of a canister. Comes with microfiltration. You can get a HEPA filter if you want, but it comes with the basic filtration. Still really good.
And then they make different models in each series too, depending on if you want straight suction or different power nozzles, different power heads for cleaning carpets. Again, I've got the straight suction model of this. So the C1s are kind of their classic models. The C2s are the compact models, which are a little bit smaller. And then the C3s are kind of the ones with the bells and whistles. They've got a push button for the suction control, automatic suction control adjustment. See, in my opinion, that's just more stuff that can go out, though. That's why I don't really need that stuff. It's just more circuit boards and things that can go out. This one, again, just like the SIBO, it's just got a knob for the speed control. And actually, I don't even think in a lot of ways you even need motor speed control on these things, because, like on this one, it's got, on the hose itself, it's got a little suction control thing you can open up to reduce the suction. That suffices. You really don't need a motor speed control, in my opinion, but it does have it. So, again, this one to the hose size is a little bit bigger. It uses 35 millimeter attachments instead of 32 millimeter, but there is an adapter you can easily get. And since all of my attachments are 32 millimeter, I don't really use the Miele attachments that came with it. I use the attachments I've already got. I've got quite a few from different vacuums. So, all right, let me attach this hose. And it clicks into place with a satisfying sound. So again, this is the C1. It's the straight Olympus. They make several in each series, depending on if you want a turbine nozzle, which again, I wouldn't even mess with that. If you need to clean carpet, I would say get an electric. But in each series, the C1, the C2, and the C3, they've got models that are straight suction, that have like a 12-inch power head, a 14-inch power head. They all use the same suction motor. So as far as power goes, it's the same on all of them. And again, it's not super loud. It's about as loud as what the SIBO was. Very similar to it, actually. So let's go ahead and pull this cord out. And we will fire this one up. That should be plenty sufficient. Yes, it is. Okay. So here we go. All right. Now we got on the top is where the power button is. Yeah, on one side you got the cord rewind, and then on the other side you've got the power button. This one, the exhaust comes out of the top. That's where you mostly notice it. So, all right, here we go. I'm going to fire this up on full speed at first. All right, here we go. So, that's full speed. And I can go ahead and turn the motor down a little just because you want to see what it sounds like. Turn the knob on top. That's the lowest speed. Maybe you can feel like drapes or something. But again, you can just open up the suction relief on the hose. You don't even need to turn the motor down at all, really. That'll work just fine, but that's low speed. All right, we'll put it back up to the top. There we go. So again, that's quite powerful. And you definitely get the job done as far as cleaning the hard floors goes. Okay. Shut that off. I should tell you too that my favorite hard floor nozzle comes out of Germany too by a company called Wesselwerk, I guess is how you'd say it in Germany, but it's the RD285. It actually, it's not a floor brush. It actually cleans, uses two rubber squeegees to kind of direct the suction. So it actually does it so the brush doesn't get gummed up with hair and things like that. It's a really, really good hard floor cleaning nozzle. So that's my favorite one when it comes to that. Okay, so let's go ahead and take the hose off of this. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and wind the cord up and plug it. And now on the other side, on the top, is the cord winder. It's kind of like the SIBO. You just press on it, and you probably want to hold it a little bit so it doesn't fly in there. And
It'll wind right up for you. Okay. All right, I'm going to pause this, go put it away. And the next canister I'm going to show you is one of my favorites in my collection. I like them all, but this one definitely stands out for me.
Okay, so hang on and put this one away. Be right back.
Okay, we're back on the recording. This one, love this one coming up. Okay, this one, it's called the Perfect Power Team. It's made by a company called Perfect Products. Now, a little history. This is mainly for those in the United States, again, where I'm at. I mentioned earlier that there are two companies that use the name Electrolux. Well, Electrolux started originally as a Swedish company. And in 1924, they brought their vacuums to the U.S., and they were known for their metal kind of tank-style canister vacuums. They really took off here. Then in 1968, the Electrolux company sold their portion of the U.S. to Consolidated Foods, which also makes the Sara Lee brand, by the way, for those that are familiar with that. So then what you had was, you got the Swedish company making Electrolux products in Europe, and there was a separate Electrolux company in the United States that made these metal canister vacuums. Eventually, they switched over to plastic. Then in the year 2000, the U.S. company sold the Electrolux name back to the Swedish group and the U.S. company changed their name to Aerus, A-E-R-U-S. And I actually have one of their canisters, too. We'll get to that one. So now the company that makes Electrolux products is the Swedish company again. But for a while, the Electrolux company in the U.S. was known for these metal tank-type canister vacuums. And what happened was this company, Perfect Products, they make one very similar to that. It's got the long shape. It's made out of metal. This one actually came with a power head, too. I still have the power head. It's in the closet. I don't use it much because, again, I have all hardwood floors. But what they did, though, is they took that metal design of the old Electrolux, but they put a more powerful motor in it. This thing actually has an Amatec. It's a miniature central vacuum motor in it. So you've got the metal body, and it's got an electric hose, so it will take a power head, but it's very powerful. It's got a an Amatec, I believe, a two-stage motor in it. So it's a little bit louder than the Miele and the SIBO, but man, it is nice. And it's got the heavy metal body to it, so when it follows you around, you can kind of hear it roll across the floor here. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but let's see if I roll a little bit here. Nice. Isn't that nice? That's nice. So let's go ahead and fire up this beast. So we'll go ahead and connect the hose. The hose snaps in on the end, in this case. And this one actually has a blower port, too. You can open the exhaust port on the top and put the hose end in there and use it as a blower if you want to. I don't think that was its primary design, but it does work. So let's get this hose in there. There. Snaps into place. And you do have a switch on this one, too, to turn off and on. If you have an electric brush of some kind connected to it, you can turn that on and off also. So, all right, let's pull the cord out on this and fire this up. This is a nice machine. Got this from evacuumstore.com, and it is nice. It's one of my favorite canisters. Not the quietest one, but it is powerful. All right, there we go. Got the cord pulled out. Let's plug her in and fire it up. Love this one. It'll sound a little more like a central vacuum, a little bit, because, again, it's got an Amatec motor in it. Oh, it's already turned on. All right, there we go. Well, there she is. Got some good suction on it. Oh, yeah. Yep. Nice. It's got two push buttons on the top for the power. And the exhaust comes out the side. Now, the other thing, for any of you who might be familiar with the old Electrolux models, if you're familiar with those bags that they took, they were type C bags that are called. This actually takes the same thing, except the difference is this one, it doesn't come with paper bags. It uses cloth bags. And they are interchangeable with the Aeris vacuums. Actually, this came with several of those cloth bags, and I put one into my Aeris Classic canister vacuum, which I'll show you. I haven't gotten to that one yet. Anytime you can use cloth bags, that's much preferred over paper. Better filtration. It doesn't. They won't rip. So anytime you have a vacuum and it comes with a paper bag, try to get a cloth one if you can. So love the sound of this one though. Yep. All right. Well, I'd love to sit and play with this more, but we got more to do. So, this one, to wind the cord up, you actually don't have a button you press. What you do is you unplug it, and then you just lightly tug on the cord, and it will wind itself. Again, you want to hold it. You don't want it to go too fast, but... they do make a plastic version of this, too. It's a little bit cheaper, but I'd say if you're going to get this, get the metal one. Just pull the cord lightly, wind it on up. There we go. Let me pull the hose out. Okay. Again, let me pause this while I put this one away, and we'll go get the next one. Okay. We're back on the recording, and I had mentioned Aeris, that company, how they used to be Electrolux in the United States, so I thought this would be a good vacuum to pull out next. This is the Aeris Classic 90th Anniversary Edition, so this just came out last year. Now, Aeris has a very interesting way of selling things. I'm not really a fan of it, to be honest. They sell basically door-to-door. If you want to purchase something, the salesperson comes to your house and shows it to you, and then you kind of negotiate a price. I'm not a fan of that. I just, in the age of the internet, for one thing, I'm not sure how much longer that method's even going to work. But I'm not a huge fan, I guess, of negotiating prices and things like that. I got a good deal on mine. I didn't get the power head with it, since I have all hardwood floors. But I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that sales method. But that's just me. For one thing, it raises the price of things because the salespeople have to make their commission also. Kirby, which I'm not a fan of that either, of course, since it's uprights. Those are overpriced, and so are rainbows for that same reason. So these are good vacuums. I'm not a fan of the sales method. But anyway, it's a good vacuum though. It's again more long than wide. It's narrow. It's got good wheels, and it's plastic, but it's got some good power to it. It's got an electric power hose, so you can add a power head to it. There's no switch on the hose on this one to turn off and on the power head. Whenever you have the vacuum on, you're putting power through the hose as well. So let me go ahead and connect this hose. There we go. And again, you pull out the cord, and then when you kind of give it a light tug when you're ready to rewind it, that'll wind it back into the unit. So, this came with the paper bags, but I took one of those HEPA bags that came with my Perfect canister and put it into this, because again, they're interchangeable. Works a lot better. Again, anytime you can use a cloth bag, it's much better than paper. Okay, that's plugged in. Let's let it rip. There's no speed control on this one. There wasn't with the Perfect one either. You have a suction relief valve on the top if you want to. And this one's got a knob on the hose, which I think is all you need. I don't see a need to really change motor speed. And this one doesn't have motor speed. It's just one speed. So here we go. The Aeris Classic 90th Anniversary Edition. notice if you put your hand over the hose on that one, it gets a little bit louder there. A lot of these vacuums, what they'll have is they'll have like a suction relief inside because the motors on a lot of these are cooled by the air flowing through it. So if that air is cut off to prevent the motor from overheating, you have to have a valve or something in there to open up so the motor can still get air so it doesn't overheat. So that's what that was. That's why it gets a little bit louder on that one when you block the suction. But, all right, so that is the Aeris Classic 90th Anniversary Edition. It's a nice unit, no-nonsense canister. It's got good suction to it, takes standard attachments. Just like the perfect one, it's got standard hose size, so you don't need any adapter for those. All right, I'm going to go ahead and wind the cord up on this one. You can just kind of tug it lightly and hold it while it winds itself back in. Okay, there we go. All right, pause this, put this one away. The next one I'm going to show you is made by Panasonic, and it's good if you're on a budget. It's not that expensive, but it's a very, very good canister vacuum, I think, and it also comes with a power head. So we'll pull that one out next. The Panasonic MCCG902. That's the next one we'll look at. Okay, back on the recording. All right. If you're on a budget, and I'm not sure if this one's available in other parts of the world, but in the United States at least, and you want a good canister vacuum, this is definitely one to consider. It's the Panasonic MCCG902. It's available on Panasonic's website for, gosh, about, I think it was $200 that I paid for it. And this thing comes with a power head, which again, I don't use because I don't need it. So it's got an electric hose. And it comes with all the attachments, standard sized, too, so you can use any other attachment that you want. And it's nice. I mean, for the price, you really can't beat it. It seems to be made decently. One thing I will tell you, it comes with a paper bag. So if you decide to get this one, get yourself some Kenmore, because Panasonic made a lot of the Kenmore Sears brand vacuums. Get yourself... some Kenmore Q bags. They're cloth bags to go into this. They'll fit it and they'll do a lot better with filtering. So, yeah. So anyway, go ahead and put this hose in. And you got to line this up because it's an electric hose, so that there's a connector that kind of has to mate. It'll click into place when it's connected. Now this one, the way you turn it on and off, there's actually, once you plug it in, there's actually it's got a gas pump style grip, again, and it actually, there's actually a switch that turns off and on you can turn off and on the vacuum itself and the power head, and that's controlled by a switch on the hose itself, and that's why when you actually plug in the hose, there's actually three pins on the connector. Two of them are probably for the electric, but the third one is for that switch to control it. So, okay, you can go ahead and plug this one in, and it's not the quietest either, but it's I get the idea this is probably a one-stage motor. It spins pretty fast. It sounds a little more like the Dysons, but again, for the price, I mean, for around $200, you can't beat it. It's okay. There we go. Let me grab the hose here, fire this up, and like I said, the switch has three positions. When you're holding it the normal way, if it's all the way to the right, everything's off. If you put it in the middle, just the vacuum part fires up, and then if you push it all the way to the left, it will turn on the power head. And the power head's pretty decent that comes with this. It's got four height adjustments and a headlight. So, all right, here we go. This one, and I'm not sure if it means anything or not. Maybe it's just because it's new, but when you first fire it up on this one, you can definitely smell the carbon out of the motor. I'm not sure if that'll disappear over time or not. I don't know if that's anything to worry about, but you can definitely notice that when you first fire it up on this one. It definitely has that carbon scent to it a little bit. That from the carbon brushes, of course, that motors use. They use carbon brushes. That's what carries the electricity to the motor. All right, so that is the Panasonic MCCG902. Very nice vacuum. If you're on a budget, you can't beat it for the price. You really can't. It's very good, and like I say, it comes with a paper bag, but replace that with some Kenmore Q bags, which I was able to get at my local Sears, and get better filtration, and you get cloth instead of paper. All right, this one again got unplug it, and then you got the button on the top that winds up the cord. So you press that. And let the cord wind up there slowly. Tangled there. Come on. All right, there we go. Cord is wound up. All right, we have two more to go, and they are the quietest canisters that you can get. The last two that I'm going to show you are the quietest canisters I think on the market. So we got two more to go, and then we'll be done, all 22 of them. So hang on. I'm going to go put this one away and grab the next one. And like I say, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how quiet these last two are. All right, so here we are. This one is the Ricard Prima. Now, Ricard, that brand is made by a company called Tacony. And they also make the brand Simplicity. They make them both. And the Prima is their newest canister. It came out earlier this year, and there's actually in St. James, Missouri, which is about, gosh, 2.5 hours from me in St. Louis. They have over 700 vacuums. It's the only vacuum museum in the country. And what they did when they designed this one is they looked at all the different other vacuums in the museum and all the different features that they had. And they designed the Prima to have the best of those features is what they did. Now, this one does use a bit of a non-standard hose size too. It uses the same size actually that the Miele does. But again, you can easily get the adapter that converts it to, so you can use the standard attachment size, 32 millimeter. Now, they have two models of this. They got the straight suction and the electric hose version. I got the electric hose version because, again, I have an electric mini brush that I like to use on my upholstery. And you can also get a couple of different power heads for it if you want to. I didn't get the power heads because, again, I don't need them. Since they have hardwood floors, but it is amazing how quiet this thing is. It is unbelievable. This one and the last vacuum I'm going to show you are the two quietest canisters I think that you can get. So let me grab the cord here and pull this one out. And this one just got the bag. And then you've got a HEPA exhaust filter that you replace every couple of years. That's it. But it is amazing how quiet this vacuum is. This is awesome. And at the vacuum museum where I was earlier this year, where I bought this, they have an outlet store where they sell all the Tacony vacuums. So I was able to get it at factory direct price rather than going through a dealer. So. And it was the exact same price for the straight suction model as it was for the one with the electric hose. So it's like, I'll take the electric hose one, no doubt about it. Okay, so there we are. Hose is connected, plugged in. Now listen how quiet this thing is. This is amazing. It's got a gas pump style grip, so it's got the handle on top. And you do have a switch to turn off and on your electric brush. Here we go. That's it. That's how quiet it is. Now that's top speed on the motor. And the way this thing follows you too, it just moves effortlessly around. So I can turn the motor, it's got a slider on the top, if you turn it all the way down. Yeah, that's lowest speed. Let me turn it back up again. You can easily still hold a normal conversation with that thing on full blast. Like with that. I mean, that thing is, that is super, super quiet. And it's got, well, if you can see it, it's got a light on the top, too, and you flip the switch on that indicates your power brush is on, if you're using one, which, again, I don't have, but... So, that is super quiet. This is a super awesome vacuum, the Car Prima. Love this one. All right. Go ahead and turn that off. And we have one more to do. Let me disconnect this hose. It's got the two little latches on the top of it. We just kind of push them in and pull the hose out like that. Now for these, of course, unlike central vacuums and wet dry vacs, each canister has its own hose and it kind of has to be fitted with its own hose. There's really no way around that. Each one is kind of unique in that regard. Okay, let me wind the cord up. Gotta unplug this first. And again, on this one, you just lightly pull it, and it will wind itself up. Okay, let me do that. Unplug this. All right, and go ahead and give that a light tug, and in it goes. Oh, wait a minute, it's tangled a bit in one spot. Pull that out. There we go. All right, now we'll finish winding it up. Come on. I have to go all the way back out now, I guess. There. All right, now wind it up. Okay, there we go. All right, there's one more left for me to show you that I've got, and that is the Electrolux Ultra One. It might be even more quiet than the Prima, I'm not sure. So I'll show you that one, and that'll be the last one then. So hang on one sec while I put this one away and go grab that one. All right, here we go. Last but certainly not least. This is the Electrolux Ultra One. There are three models of this one. There's the Ultra One Classic, which is the one I've got. It's a straight suction model. It has no electric hose, and it doesn't take a power head at all. Then there's the Ultra One Signature, or Signet, I think as they call it, which... It does have an electric hose, and it can use a power head, but the suction control on the top is it's just a knob, kind of like a light dimmer. And then there's the Ultra One Deluxe, which has automatic suction control, and it's got, the buttons are controlled on the hose itself, so it's got a remote control with it. Now, this one is totally sealed, so if you have allergies, it might definitely be worth considering. It's very quiet. It's probably even more quiet than the Prima, but it's very, very powerful. So it's a very nice unit. And again, it's totally sealed. So that's one of the things that makes it really good for allergies. So, well... Go ahead and plug it in, and I'll show you what it sounds like. First, let's attach the hose. And the hose actually goes in on this one on the front. Like that. All right. It's got a speed control on the top. And then it has, well, you've got your power button, and then you've got the cord winder also. Big wheels on this. I mean, the wheels on this are like a tank. It's got a caster on the front, but the wheels in the back are just, they look like tanks. It's the thing that you can glide over just about anything, probably, because it's big wheels. And the power button is push button, and it's electronic, so whenever you plug it in, it will always start in the off position. Okay, here we go. Plug this in. It's amazing how quiet this thing is. But it is powerful, no doubt about it. All right. Again, my pet peeve on this one is it doesn't come with a standard. The hose is non-standard size. It's actually a square plug. A square end, I should say. So I had to get an adapter that allows standard attachments to work with it. That's my only pet peeve about this one. I hate when manufacturers use non-standard connectors. It's a huge pet peeve. What can I say? It's just, the standard should always be used, unless there's really a good reason not to, and in this case, there wasn't. All right, well, anyway, here we go. So this is the Electrolux Ultra One. Listen how quiet this is. That's it. That is how loud it is on full blast. That is full power. The reason why it's so quiet, there's actually like a sponge foam around the whole motor. That's what makes it so quiet. I mean, you can hold a normal conversation easily with that. You can turn it down a little bit. That's the lowest speed. But again, if we go back to the top, there you go. But it's still very powerful as far as the suction goes. I mean, that's even more quiet than the Recaro Prima, I think. So that's almost as quiet as using a central vacuum, even though it is a canister. So hats off to Electrolux for that, for designing a very, very quiet canister vacuum, for sure. Well, there you go. That is all 22 of my vacuums. That's my vacuum collection, my wet dry vacs, my canisters, and my central vacuums. If anybody has any questions or comments, do you collect vacuums at all? What kind do you like? What's your favorites? Let me know. Love to hear from you. I always get some good comments on my podcast, and that's much appreciated. It makes it all worthwhile. this one's kind of a long one, I guess. So I appreciate you coming with me through looking at this whole collection, and it was fun actually to kind of look through these. I've pretty much got all the ones I want at this point, because I've got all the really good bagged central vacuum units. I've got the really good wet dry vacs, and then I've got all the really good bagged canister vacuums, I think, that I want. I really don't want any bagless stuff, and I don't want uprights, again, for the reasons I mentioned earlier. So at this point, my collection's complete, but I'm always on the lookout for new ones. So if anybody knows of any other, bagged ones, let me know. Would love to hear about them. If you want to contact me, by all means, love to hear from you. Here's my email address. It's my ham radio call sign. So it's starts, it's N as in November, the number 0 OXY. So N0OXY at charter, charter.net. So again, thanks for listening, and hope everybody enjoyed it, and maybe some of you now are a little more wiser on vacuums. And if you want a recommendation on one, maybe of what to get, email me. Be happy to maybe help you out a bit.